Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In this segment of our 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special, we talk with George Sinner, candidate for the United States House of Representatives. Once again, a reminder of the ground rules. Each candidate received the questions in advance. They have 3 minutes to answer the question. All interviews were done face-to-face, and we ask that the candidates refrain from mentioning the opponent's name within their response, that they stick to their ideas, platforms, and thoughts. This is George Sinner, candidate for the United States House of Representatives. Tell me why the people in North Dakota should cast their vote for you for the U.S. House of Representatives.
Well, Jason, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. I think the most important thing about this race is what I bring and why I think I'm different. I have built my life around balance and bipartisanship, and I think my opponent is completely different. I'm a small-town banker. I grew up in rural America. I spent most of my career living in small towns, less than 2,000 people. I know what it takes in those towns to be successful, and you can't be successful if you don't work with people on the other side of the desk and on the other side of the table and on the other side of the aisle in politics. I grew up doing that, and I worked to find solutions for people. I did it in the North Dakota legislature with a student loan refinance program that became law, and guess what? It's one of the most successful programs in this whole country at allowing people to bring their student loans together and refinance them, lower their payments and their interest rates. The real answer is really, this job is not really about politics. It's about people and serving people, and that's why I think I'm different.
Next question is about importing and exporting. What are your views on importing and exporting of crude oil?
Well, Jason, to start out with, I am not a fan of restrictive trade policies, and that's exactly what we have with this. I think that the marketplace must be allowed to find its own efficiencies. Now, that sounds like a Republican, but to be honest with you, there are some things that do need some protection. Let's talk about domestic sugar industry. I believe strongly in the sugar program that we have that protects our sugar growers, but I do think that now is the time to open up our trade policies on exporting and importing crude oil for several reasons. I think it will move the marketplace and create efficiencies here in this country to lower costs and lower prices to the consumers. That's very important. But it will also spur an industry that I think we need to work on, and that's our pipelines. And I think that's very important. And I was one of the ones that came out right off the bat to support the Keystone Pipeline. Why? Because I know how vital it is to get those rail lines freed up. I'm an ag guy. I grew up in ag, spent my life in ag. My entire income for my life has come from the field, the farm, cattle. I worked on the farm all my life. I want to see the Keystone successful. In fact, I want it to improve on what the original proposal was. The original proposal was that it take 100,000 barrels of Bakken crude a day. When I sent my letter to the administration asking for approval, I said, why don't we negotiate for 200,000 a day? What's wrong with that to get this approved? Let's do that. I think that makes a difference. That's where I stand on that.
Next question, your views on how North Dakota's energy play fits into our country's national security.
Another vital issue that we have to talk about, have to deal with. We see what's going on today in the Middle East with ISIS and the disruption that that can cause on our whole economic system if we have to be importing large amounts of our energy. Now, with what you're saying, I think that what we're doing in North Dakota is vital to our national economy. But it also plays into when we're talking about the exporting and importing of crude, let's let that stuff move around so it fits into our scenarios here. Let's make sure that we have enough energy here in the United States to sustain our economy should we get in trouble. Now, what does that really mean? That means that we need an all-of-the-above approach to energy, whether it be oil, coal, wind, ethanol, biofuels, and anything else that comes along. We have 700 and some jobs at a plant in Grand Forks that rely on that. We have countless jobs across this state because of wind energy. Those are vital, and that's vital to our national energy policy. We're going to see something really surprising happen in the next 2 years, 3 years in our energy industry, particularly in the electric transmission. There's a new product being developed at MIT called the AMBRI, A-M-B-R-I. I challenge you to Google it. It is a brand new battery system that will stabilize our grid system across this country and lower our electric usage need, production need, by 30%. Why? Because we'll be able to store energy either at the source or where it's needed. It's an unbelievable project. It's going to be a big, big deal, and it's going to change, I think, our country.
And that was George Sinner, candidate for the United States House of Representatives. To listen to other interviews from candidates in our 2014 Energy Policy Special, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. The 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special is sponsored by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. The Crude Life Photography. When you've got a project that requires a crude approach, contact the Crude Life Photography. Email sales at thecrudelife.com. That's sales at thecrudelife.com. The Crude Life Photography. When your photos need a crude approach. And Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. Montana's original rig mat company. Montana Rig Mat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.